Aristotle ended up writing. Aristotle was a fantastic guy, and it's more accurate to say he was a biologist, the father of modern science in many ways. Aristotle spoke up at Plato's funeral, and he said this: we have love for our brothers and our friends, we have love for the truth, but love for truth must come first. And he disagreed vehemently with Plato, his tutor. He said we can trust our senses, and we can catalogue and investigate and categorise as he did with his biology. We can trust the senses. And there's a sense in which Platonic thought and Aristotelian thought permeate the whole of Western culture, and that is where the dividing line has come. Sense data, not acceptable, as far as Plato is concerned, as a means to access absolute truth. Aristotle says sense data can be trusted, the father of all modern empiricism and science. If you go down through the centuries, one thinker who exemplified a lack of trust in the senses was the French mathematician and philosopher René Descartes. He was resolved to strip away everything that was possible to be misinterpreted or dependent only on the senses. Strip that away, have no confidence. What can I know absolutely beyond any ambiguity or misunderstanding? He was the ultimate skeptic. And at the end of that process of thinking, the one thing he resolved is that famous saying you'll all be familiar with, cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am. That's the only thing I can say with any assurance. I think, therefore I am. I do not know that you are. But he was wedded to a form of thinking called a priori thinking. You start from something which is axiomatically true, known to be true, and that's the one thing he knew, I think, therefore I am. And from that you construct a body of knowledge. I think, therefore I am, says Descartes. If I am, there must be a God. And if God is, you must be. So I don't know you through sense data. I know you through that line of reasoning. It wouldn't stand up to scrutiny today. Cogito ergo sum. I think, therefore I am. If I am, there must be a God. If God is, you too are also there. I don't know that through sense data. I know it through reasoning. Whilst Descartes was following that line of reasoning on the continent, together with people like Leibniz and Spinoza, there's a very clear divide down the English Channel. On this side of the channel, on the English side of the channel, at the same time, you had Locke and Berkeley and Hume, and they were saying they were empiricists. They were advocating no things through the senses, and only the senses. A huge divide.